AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo was presented a Freedom of Expression Award last night in New York from the Pen American Center. This year's gala was a defense of free expression. Although not everyone agreed, author and Pen member Neil Gaiman says Charlie Hebdo deserves the award, especially after the January attack on its Paris office.
Six cartoonists and six people in the office were murdered, and they kept working, and they put out the next issue. I think that's courageous, it's brave, it's so worthy of an award, and it's what we're doing here.
The White House reacting with caution to a claim by the Islamic State group that it was behind the weekend attack at a Texas contest for cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest does agree this was terrorism, but he stops well short of saying that means the Islamic State group's threat has now come to America.
I think before we made a pronouncement about anything like that, we certainly would want to make sure that we knew a whole lot more about the facts.
One of the two gunmen shot dead in Sunday's attack had been tracked by federal investigators, but Earnest says the probe is very much in its early stages. Still, he says the administration knows Islamic State militants would like to target the U.S. homeland, and he says it will remain vigilant. Mark Smith at the White House.
A drone large enough to carry tanks of fertilizer and pesticides has won rare approval from federal authorities to spray crops in the United States. The drone is best suited for precision spraying on California's rolling vineyards and places that are hard to reach from the ground or with larger piloted planes. But Californians are going to have to cut way back on their water usage. The state's water regulators have adopted sweeping, unprecedented restrictions for people, government, and businesses. Homeowners are being told to let their lawns die. This is AP Radio News. Tiger Woods says he's talking about his weekend breakup with Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn, saying it was tough near the anniversary of his father's death.
It obviously does affect me. It is tough. There's no doubt. I'm not going to lie about that. It is tough.
They blame their hectic travel schedules for the breakup. Well, they spent most of the season near the bottom of the leaderboard, so it's no surprise that Shark Tank's Robert Herjavec and The Bachelor's Chris Soules were sent home in last night's Dancing with the Stars double elimination on ABC. Host Tom Bergeron suggested sparks may be flying between Herjavec and his pro partner Kim Johnson.
Robert, you may not have won a Mirrorball trophy, aww, but I'm suspecting you won someone's heart. That's not bad.
Well, Tom, I'm not sure I feel that way about you.
One of India's biggest movie stars, Salman Khan, found guilty of running over five men sleeping on a sidewalk in 2002, killing one. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.